About 20 people, mostly seniors, are gathered at the Petersburg Fire Hall to help identify Petersburg homes and old photographs. They situate themselves at several tables and study digital photos projected onto a large screen at the front of the room. The homes were built when Alaska was still a territory, after Norwegians settled Mikhof Island in the early 20th century. The task may sound simple enough, but there can be a lot of details to fill in.
So anyway, there's a story to this house.
Petersburg resident Jill Williams stands in the middle of the room, telling the group what really happened to a 20-foot-tall fence known as the Spite Fence. It had been built between neighbors, but three young Norwegian men had other ideas after a few beers at the bar.
So in the dark of night, they snuck up there and knocked it down. And they kept quiet about it, though. And the kids in high school were interviewed, and I'm thinking, well, these three men probably were sure to keep their mouth shut. And for 50 years, they kept it quiet.
Williams, along with her friends Kathy Poole and Judy Omer, have been gathering old photos for a year with the hopes of one day making a book.
They're built very square and sturdy. That's what the houses in Petersburg are known for. And they all are kind of similar. They have that, you know, kind of a steep-pitched roof and just kind of a Norwegian house look to them.
Williams got started on the book idea simply by being curious. She'd look at old homes around town and wonder who the original owners were. She found out that someone in town, Patty Simpson, had taken several photos of the old homes a few decades earlier. Simpson had gotten the borough's mapping department to get lot numbers and street addresses for the homes. And with that, the seeds of the project were sown. Soon, Simpson's 20-year-old photos were joined by dozens of older ones, some in color, some not. And for months, Williams and Kathy Poole have been presenting digital slideshows. Williams told me they are in the gathering and learning phase of the project.
So people could come and help tell the story of the house and who had lived there and who built it. And it's just been a lot of fun. I think people have been really enjoying it. And we still have mystery houses, still trying to, you know, we have photos and still trying to find, you know, where is this house? You know, is it gone now? Has it been remodeled? And hearing this different stories is a lot of fun. And it'll be a long project, you know, because we'll have to go through and confirm all the dates and make sure we have everything right.
And you've been meeting for a year somewhat irregularly, and then now there's a push for several meetings?
Yes, last fall we had, I think, three slideshows, and then you know, we have a Facebook page that helps. You know, you post a picture, then people give their thoughts on what they remember about the house.
In terms of the book, are you thinking like old photos and new photos together so you could show the house how it was and how it is now?
Oh yes, that's our goal, is to find as many old photos as we can. We definitely need people to start digging through all their old photos, and even if it's not a photo of their home, it could be the neighbor's. So a lot of times they take pictures outside and it's the neighbor's house in the background. So we're really hoping to get more old photos, and it seems like every day we run across something new.
And then have little stories that go along with the photos?
Yes, and hopefully some people in the photos. And yeah, definitely we'll have to have the story of the house. And it's an ongoing project that everybody seems to be enjoying.
Back at the slideshow presentation, people continue to brainstorm who lived where when. Kathy Poole draws people's attention to a photo of a child sitting outside one of the homes.
What year is this now, Kathy?
I would say, when were the children born? Early 1540s.
In color.
The book of Petersburg's territorial homes won't happen overnight. But once the project is finished, it will help document the town's rich Norwegian history for generations to come. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.